David Perdue files for 2022 Senate race against Democrat Raphael Warnock. By Ashley Oliver on February 15, 2021. Former Senator David Perdue, RGA, has filed to challenge Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, for U.S. Senate in Georgia in 2022, according to the Federal Election Commission. Perdue, a 71-year-old businessman who previously served one term as a Georgia senator, lost his bid for re-election in January in a high-profile runoff race against now-Senator John Ossoff, DGA. Perdue's paperwork indicates he is now formally considering running as a Republican primary candidate in 2022, this time to unseat Warnock, who is up for re-election as he finishes out the term of retired Senator John Isakson, RGA. Last year, Perdue had edged out Ossoff by 1.8%, or about 88,000 votes, in the November 3 general election. But the Georgia Republican was forced into a runoff after just barely missing the 50% mark, by 0.3%, that was needed to win outright. In the subsequent runoff, Perdue lost to Ossoff by a slim margin of 55,000 votes, or 1.2%, out of 4.5 million votes cast. Other contenders being floated for the Republican primary include former Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, who narrowly lost to Warnock in Georgia's other January runoff election by about 93,000 votes out of the 4.5 million, and former Representative Doug Collins, RGA. Collins, who competed last year in the state's jungle primary for Senate, finished that race in a strong third place with 20% of the vote to Loeffler's 26% and Warnock's 33%. Perdue's filing means the field for next year's race is essentially frozen, as the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported, until Perdue confirms that he will pursue the Senate bid. A Perdue advisor informed the outlet that the Georgia Republican is leaning heavily toward running again and will decide for certain by March 1. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.